Nolte, Axios criticizes Catholic Church for alienating drug dealers, gays. By John Nolte on August 26, 2022. The far-left conspiracy theorists and serial liars at Axios are now attacking the Catholic Church for alienating idol worshippers. This has to be read to be believed. The headline says, more alienated Latinos are turning to unofficial saints. Some Latinos who feel alienated by Christian traditions are turning to saints not sanctioned by the struggling Catholic Church for spiritual guidance around love, crime and money, reports Axios with a straight face. Then it gets even more ridiculous. Catholic canonization of saints often takes years of thorough reviews of miracles performed and of the figures' contributions. Believers say unsanctioned saints offer divine assistance to steal gas, move a drug shipment, cross a border, or bless an LGBTQ+ romance. Some folks have become disenchanted with organized religion. Other folks who might be LGBTQ+ are alienated by both Protestant and Catholic Church positions on gay marriage. These saints offer an alternative. A forthcoming book, Undocumented Saints, The Politics of Migrating Devotions, by William A. Caldwell-Garros, argues that racism, violence and poverty gave rise to the saints. Of course, the church alienates people looking to have their sins and crimes blessed and justified. There's a place for everyone in the Catholic Church, including sinners, and there's a saint for everyone in every cause. But no, you are not going to find saints that bless sin. The problem is not the amount of time it takes to canonize a saint, and it surely isn't racism, violence, and poverty. Believe me, there is no shortage of actual saints to cover all of that, and let's not forget that second only to governments, the Catholic Church is frequently the organization that does the most for the poor. Here in America, the church is second only to the government when it comes to caring for the poor. So, no, the problem is not that the church alienates people, which is what the moral illiterates at Axios would have you believe. The problem is that the church will not sanction or bless sin, which is not a problem at all. The primary goal of any legitimate Christian church is to save souls, and you do not save souls by blessing sin. In fact, I can think of nothing more sinful than to fool people into believing they are saved, that they are right with God when you know they are not. These are not alternative saints people are worshiping. These are idols, and many of those idols are outright demonic. Yeah, gee, I'm sorry we alienated people determined to defy God and sin. Sorry, we don't have a sodomy, gas theft, or drug-dealing saint. Our bad. We'll work on that. Can we get you anything else? A child-abusing saint, perhaps? How about a wife-beating saint? An abortion saint? A saint that will help you get away with lying and cheating? Gee, suggests Axios, if only the Catholic Church weren't so rigid and divisive.